Hey, is this the Tabletop Games Club? Yeah? Oh, hey, awesome. I was actually looking for you. You're the club leader, right? Yeah, I saw you and your club playing that game out on campus this morning. The card game. With the big paper mat and the trading cards you were sliding around and stuff. You guys looked super into it and were having a lot of fun. Well, before Chad came and fucked it all up, I mean. Seriously, that guy can be such a dick. I can't believe he came over and shouted earthquake like a dumbass and flipped your whole fucking table over. And your cards went like all over the place. Seriously, why can't the rugby team use the entire fucking rugby field we have to dick around in? But anyway, you guys got everything back after that, right? No missing pieces? No figures gone? Oh, you're missing something? I mean, I kind of figured that. You were crawling around looking for something for like 30 minutes. You looked really upset about it too. So when you finally stopped and gave up, I kind of looked around myself. And I found this. Under our table while me and my friends were hanging out. This is that card you were using when you were playing, right? Hey, that's a pretty happy look. Guess I got it, huh? Whoa. Hey. I didn't say I was just going to give it to you. I just said I found it. Yeah. Finders keepers, right? Oh, hey, don't look all mad at me like that. Tell you what, you can have it back. On one condition. You've got to tell me what it does first. Yes, I'm serious. I want to know why this card is so cool that you'd crawl in the mud all morning for it. Plus, I always see you using it, so it's a bit interesting, right? Pique my curiosity? No. Well, if you don't want to tell me what he does, then I guess Mr. Garland, the fallen elven prince, is coming home with me. That's fine. He's pretty hot. I love his black wings. Hey, why do elves have wings? Isn't that an angel thing? Hey, come on, I was just kidding. So you'll tell me then. Why do you look so hesitant? You think I won't get it just because I'm the popular girl? Oh, dude, I promise I'm not trying to tease you or make you feel bad. I'm not some asshole like Chad and his group. Why do I want to know? Well, every morning, me and my friends hang out at the same table on campus. And sometimes you guys are playing some cool game nearby. And it's like, you guys use a different map with cool art every day. And you guys are doing this crazy tactical strategy stuff in your head. Like that D&D thing you guys do. That's super cool. It's like, I can close my eyes and imagine a whole movie scene off of what you're telling your friends. And like, everyone's playing these really in-depth characters and casting super cool spells. And they come up with some crazy plan and everyone gets super excited about it. Or when you just survive a monster fight or whatever, and you guys hug each other like you survived a war. Or it's this trading card game you play where everyone has a different deck with monsters and stuff. You move each of the pieces around like a tactics game where you're all thinking super hard and coming up with what to do next. Then, like, I've seen you flip over one card and all of a sudden you turn your little lizard into a three-headed super dragon or something. It's like chess, but cooler. Like super chess. Like every morning I see you guys playing, I find myself listening in and trying to peek at what cool deck you're using today, or how your adventuring group is doing. I'm honest, I want to know about this. So, please, tell me about these games. Yay! All right, lay it on me. What's the big deal with Mr. the Fallen Elven Prince over here? So, he's a deck master. What's that mean? Ah, he's like the king in chess. So if he goes down, you lose. Okay, so both players have a deck master, and the goal is to beat the other master to win. Makes sense. What about the other stuff you guys summon? So you can summon other monsters from your deck master's clan to fight for them so you don't risk your master. And different spots on the map give them better advantages. But like, why wouldn't you just summon them where they'll be their strongest? Ah, you can only summon them in the adjacent squares of the deck master. That makes sense. This stuff's pretty cool. I can't believe you and your friends can plan all this stuff out. You're pretty cool too to know so much about this. What? I'm serious. I mean, this is why people like watching chess masters play, right? But every chess match is going to be kind of similar because it's all the same pieces, the same board, and like every move is already figured out. Oh yes, he opened with the North, Eastern, Western, Chesterton, Flappy Bottom opening. Wonderful move, surely a winning play. But with this, it's like you never know what someone will bring. Everyone's deck has some wild cards with cool art and crazy effects. You guys always bring the coolest stuff. Unlike Chad, he always just brings his stupid ha-ha look at me attitude and just shits on you guys for having fun. I seriously can't believe I dated that asshole. Yeah, it was a short thing. I thought he was kind of sweet because he'd always bring me some kind of fast food burger. After we started going out, he'd just act like a dick, going around the whole college talking about how he ploughed me so good and hard last night, when, like, we've never even stayed over in the same house before. He made everyone think I'm like the school slut or something. Then he turns around and calls me a huge bitch when I tell him to stop. So I dumped his ass. And ever since I dumped him, he's just gotten fucking worse, especially to you guys. So, you know what? Fuck that guy. I want to piss him off extra hard. And the only thing that makes him mad is when I'm having fun without him. And if I hang out with you guys, he'll whimper away like a dog that got fixed. I want to join the Tabletop Games Club. Yeah, sure, why not? It's not like I'm doing anything on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Like I say, these games look really fun. So I kind of want to play. Like, tell me what kind of deck you think I should play. Oh, come on, help a girl out. They come in like clans, right? And don't tell me I should start with some starter deck that's for a newbie or whatever. What should I really play? Something that fits. Witch princesses. What? Because I'm a pretty girl, so I should get the girly deck. Oh, it's because they're healers. And because I make you feel better by talking to you. Oh, that's sweet. I mean, it's dorky as hell, but it's still sweet. You think I'm healing you? Well, I guess that's not so bad. gosh, you are a surprisingly good little flirt. Like the romance between Sid the Barbarian and Yuna the Huntress in last week's D&D game, eh? Yes, I heard that. Your romantic girl voice could use some work. So, as club leader, you're okay with me joining? Yeah? That's awesome. I'd really like to join you and your club. Although... Oh, right. I should probably give you back your card, eh? Sure. Here. You can take him. After I stuff him here in my bra. Oh, my God. Look at you light up red. Yes. Yes, I'm serious. Pull him out from there. What? You scared? The mighty dungeon master has crafted tombs of horror that no warrior dare brave. So your hand can at least venture in between my cleavage. Oh, come on. No one's watching. Come forth yonder, hero. Venture into the valley of soft goodness for your reward. Oh, your face. You're like a tomato. Oh, come on. Just let me take your hand and bring it to my boob. Yeah. Like that. It's okay. You can squeeze if you want to. Is this the first time you've touched a girl's boob before? Better than you imagined, eh? You know, I would really do anything to join the tabletop club. Anything in the whole world. Anything you could dream of. You want a kiss on the cheek? Oh my God. Dude, ask me to suck your dick. What? I'm serious. Dude, you're a cutie. And I wanna... Plus, I mean, isn't the idea of having to do something lewd to join a tabletop gaming club kind of hot? I mean, you have a pretty big desk here too. I could easily fit under it, have some fun, and someone could come in and never even know. Oh, come on, please. Whoa, awesome. Here, let me get under that desk and get out this dick. Oh, look at you, virgin nerd dick. Whoa. Nerds, wow, keep their dicks clean. Oh, fuck. Hung dudes in porn are always, like, kind of nasty and hairy and stuff. But you keep yourself trimmed pretty well, nerd. Were you expecting something? Tastes nice. You know, I never did this for Chad. That asshole liked to say I did. But you'll know the truth. Every time he comes around and flips over your table or calls your hobbies nerd shit. you can just smile. Look him right in the eye. And know that the girl he loves has sucked your dick. And that you know how it feels to when she takes you in her throat. And he will never know all that nerd shit he hates is exactly the reason this cute, popular girl loves you. Oh, you like it. You cute little gamer geek. I can tell you're super happy because I can see your smile. Oh, don't hide your face. Let me see you. Just for that, you're getting some more kisses down here. Hey, do you think I can get you to come with just my mouth? Oh, I think I could. I could taste a bit of pre-cum when I took you in the first time. You're close. And just so you know, you're going to come in my mouth. And you aren't pulling out either. Because my throat's just too good. So, thanks for the meal. Oh, fuck. Come for me. Come for me, you precious dog. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, look at that. Oh, yes. And look at you. Was that too good? Hey. Hey, come here. Give me a hug. Good boy. Oh, and here, for your troubles, one super rare Gabbra thingy elven dude. I'll just put it here in your shirt pocket. So, what do you say? Am I club material? Well, I already knew I was in, but come on, play the fantasy for a bit. Yeah? Yay! I can't wait to join you guys in your game soon. And, you'll have to lend me some cards for that deck you were talking about, too. I'd better get going. But any time you feel like you want to play another game, call me. Dungeon Master. Later.